If you look at the Abhijja Sutta, the 10 steps, they are very clear. Step one is to have Dhamma friend, which all Kainamita has. Then we move on to step two, which is opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. So this opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma is very useful, very important. Then when you constantly listen to the true Dhamma, then you reflect, you contemplate. It will give rise to the first and second turning wisdom. And this first and second turning wisdom is very useful. It will give rise to the initial wisdom, which we call Yoniso Manasikara. So this Yoniso Manasikara is very, very important. Then when you listen to the Dhamma, then you develop the faith in the Buddha Dhamma and the Sangha, because these Dhamma are so beautiful and they can stand up to investigation. Then your faith, which is step three in the Buddha and his teaching, is so stable. So step three is very important, faith in the Triple Gem. And after that, you move on to step four, which is the initial wisdom or the wise attention at the moment of sense experience. So every moment of sense experience, you have this initial wisdom. That wisdom will prevent you from being deluded, because it is a wisdom. You will be at peace. You will not stir your mind. You will not react. You will not be conditioned into like and dislike, which is the first and second mental hindrance, pleasant and unpleasant sensation. So sensual desire and ill will cease to be once your initial wisdom is there. Where you have straightened your view through your first and second turning wisdom, immediately this Yoniso Manasikara, the understanding born of the first and second turning, is so stable, it will be part of your nature. Then whenever you experience something in life, like when you see something, hear something, smell, taste, tactile feel or think of something, that mind is collected and unwavering. It will not stir because of the initial wisdom. So this initial wisdom will come out and prompt you with the Dhamma. Thing is just the way it is. Sabbe sankara anicchang, sabbe sankara dukkang, sabbe dhamma anatta. Straight away you will understand. The world is the world. People are just the way they are. Conditioned like that, things will be like that. All this wisdom will be there. That's why you will not stir, you will not react. You will be at peace more and more, more and more, more and more. That's how you stabilize the mind. Then when your mind does not stir and react so often, it has more and more moment of peace, more and more moment of space between thought. That's how your daily mindfulness can stabilize. Then after step four, if you continue with your daily religious routine and determine through the faith to develop the mindfulness, stabilize it, then your mind will enter sati and you will develop sati sampajana, mindfulness and clear comprehension, the four type of clear comprehension. Your mindfulness will be very stable. Then when your mindfulness is very stable, you can see the essential Dhamma, you can see the three evil roots, you can see the five mental hindrance, you can see the law of dependent origination, paticchasamuppada, the dwelling, all these things. Then you understand very clearly. And because you understand very clearly, you understand what constitutes evil, you understand what is greed, not only the word greed, the whole field of greed, lobha in Pali. Then the second one is ill will or anger, hatred, envy, jealousy. So this evil root, you have to understand it deeply, clearly. Then delusion, moha. Just now the anger or the hatred is dosa. Lobha, dosa, and moha. So under moha, it is delusion, self-delusion. That egoic mind is there. Because there is a cell, when it has problem, when it doesn't understand, it develops fear, worry, anxiety. And these are all part of delusion, lack of understanding. That's why it will arise. So the three evil roots are the root of all evil. So when you are mindful, you are aware, it cannot arise. It cannot have power over you. That's why the four right effort, if you have cultivated them, first is when they arise, you cannot do anything. Means the first right effort to abandon the wrong thought, wrong speech, and wrong action, or the evil root that has arisen. Use the five way, the meditative way, especially third and fourth way that the Buddha teach. Do it. Then develop the understanding. Without mindfulness, you cannot do the third and the fourth way. You need mindfulness. That's why mindfulness has to be there. Then when you have this ability to do it, you can abandon it. Then next time, you trace the origination factor through the fourth way, then you understand how it arrives. Through what? Then you understand what are the conditions behind its arising. Then you know how to straighten your view. Then retrospectively reverse it. Then the next time you experience the same sense experience, you are at peace. You no longer stir. That's how the second right effort come to be. You will develop the ability to prevent the arising of the unwholesome thought, unwholesome speech, and action. Because the initial wisdom and the understanding is there. Before it can arise, you have the mindfulness to see clearly. That's why it cannot arise. That's the reason why after that, you will have sense restraint, which is step number six. Sense restraint means you cannot break your precept anymore. Your sense door are all perfectly taken care of. That's why you can have sense restraint. You cannot get angry. You cannot get emotional. You cannot get all the panic attack, the fear, the worry, the anxiety. Your senses are all restrained. Everything you see, you are at peace. Everything you hear, you are at peace. Smell, taste, tactile, and thought process. You are always at peace. Then after that, to cultivate the third right effort and the fourth right effort to develop wholesome mind state and to perfect them is very easy. That's why the four right effort will be completed. Once you complete that one, especially third and fourth right effort, you will develop the three way of good conduct, which is step seven. That's why from step six to step seven, you will definitely become an Arya, at least a Sotapan. After step six, by the time you hit step seven, chances are you are at least a Sakadagami, second stage of sainthood. And then after that, step eight is cultivation of the four foundation of mindfulness, Satipatthana. So these four foundation of mindfulness, once you have gone through the first six or seven step, the first seven step, it will be very easy. You will understand them very easily. That's why in the sutta, the four foundation of mindfulness, Satipatthana Sutta, you read the final conclusion. After you have cultivated the four foundation of mindfulness, the Buddha said, you will at least realize anagami, if there is still minor conceit. Otherwise, you will realize arhanship straight away. That's why when you develop the four foundation of mindfulness, you will also start to experience the seven factors of enlightenment. You realize they keep on arising. And that is step nine. So when you see the seven factors of enlightenment keep on arising, you know you are on the right track. You are destined for enlightenment. That's why after that is enlightenment in the here and the now, yeah? Can be realized. So that's how the 10th step of the Avijja Sutta can be cultivated and developed. Yeah. So this is the reason why I say mindfulness is very important. Without the stability of mindfulness, you cannot see. Daily mindfulness, sati sampajana, daily mindfulness and clear comprehension is very, very important. You must develop that fourth and fifth step, first three, I think most Kayamita have. The fourth and fifth, some Kayamita may already have them, but it is very important that all Kayamita should develop them. The initial wisdom, the step four, I think most Kayamita who has been with me for quite some time, they have it already. But daily mindfulness not easy. I think very few, only a handful can do it. The moment you do that, I ever sadhu you. You are like what the Buddha said in the Dhammapada verse 23. Huh? Destined for enlightenment. The constantly meditative, ever mindful. And you hold on to this cultivation consistently. You will realize the supreme born free Nibbana, the enlightenment in the here and now. So this one is very clearly stated in the Dhammapada verses 21, 22, and 23. So he used the word steadfast one. The constantly meditative, ever mindful, and steadfast one means you steadfastly hold on to those two types of cultivation, then you become heedful. Once you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. Under verse 21, Dhammapada verse 21, the Buddha said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. So, if you want to be enlightened, you better develop heedfulness. The moment you are heedful, you are destined for enlightenment. So, not so difficult. So to be heedful, there are two aspects to heedfulness. First, ever mindful. So to be ever mindful, you train your mind to be mindful first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, which is constantly meditative. Because Noble Eightfold Path is the meditation that's taught by the Buddha. Under the fourth Noble Truth, the Buddha said, if you cultivate this Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. Enlightenment in the here and now. That's a noble eightfold path is the real meditation. So you need to cultivate it. There are eight path factors. You need to cultivate all of them. And they are not difficult. Okay?